look, Minnesota's a better football team than I gave them credit for. I think Minnesota right now is squarely in the conversation of who's going to win that division and a playoff caliber football team. But with that said, you got embarrassed on several fronts for several reasons. And, you know, I think there's teams that can be overlooked, and the Jacksonville Jaguars this year may be one of those football teams. But for the Houston Texans right now, it don't matter who the next opponent is. Like, the level of focus, the level of get right, the in terms of guys being accountable and checking themselves, if it didn't happen this week, then we got to be really careful. This is going to be a rough season. Like, if even the Laremy Tunsils of the world, the highest paid guys that are typically, you know, one of the better players at their position, even you, you watch that film and you should be embarrassed. The offensive line, there's no more, well, we're close. No, you should be absolutely embarrassed. This offense in general, all these weapons supposedly that they're supposed to be super explosive, you haven't been. It's blatantly obvious now. It's been 3 weeks. You should be in a tough spot. And so I think with that said, I think this is a team that reacts and responds to that situation. I think D'Amico Ryans will have the guys right, and I'm super confident that they go out there and handle their business this week.
Text line coming through. My expectations aren't as high as most of the fan base. Ocho says, I'm neither confident nor worried because I think they still need an upgrade in the trenches to become a serious contender. I'm in full wait-and-see mode right now. Yes, I feel confident in this team.
I'm confident this week. I'm not confident in the team.
You want to make that clear?
I mean, I've been a 9-win guy from the jump, and they've done nothing to lead me to believe that that's not safe. And hell, it may be a stretch at the rate they're going right now.
And they say no.
So no, I'm not.
You're just confident this week.
Just this week. I think this is a talented football team. I don't think Jacksonville is even in the same ballpark with the Texans in terms of players or quarterback or how well they're coached. And I like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I just think more highly of the Texans, and I think it comes to fruition this Sunday.
See, for me, is I am a tad bit nervous. Just because, like, when I look at the talent on Jacksonville, and I've gone back and watched all three of the games that they played, at least, you know, 30 minutes of the games they've played.
You look recaps, at recaps, baby.
They have better talent than what their record is. Like, they just have been horrible in the red zone and finishing drives, but they move up and down. And you look at Thomas; he has been a really good player to start, the receiver out of LSU. You know, Gabe Davis; they've got some talent. ETN can get going. You know, Trevor has talent out there. And to me, a team with its backs against the wall, a team that has to win this game, their season's on the line. There is a bit of they played real tight with teams like the Bears and the Colts, and I think there's an argument that the Jags have just as much talent as those teams do, especially offensively, have as much talent as those teams do, and those games were really tight. So I think the Texans will win, but I am a tad bit nervous when you look at the talent that the Jags have. And that they are going to be playing, they should be playing at a level of, like, win or go home type, and so that does bring me a little bit nervous about this game for the Texans, because I do think they're more talented than the Bears and the Colts. And
well, that's the truth. They are.
And those teams and those games were really, really tight for the Texans.
Yep.
So
yeah, this is the two defenses are on two different levels. Should be. Let me repeat that. It's hard after last week. These two defenses are on two different levels. That should be the difference in the game. Like you said, they have the ability to be explosive on offense, as should the Texans. They got talent at all the skill positions, as do the Texans. Even with some of the guys injured, the reality of it is D'Amico's defense. Should give this team every chance on Sunday to win the game, and hell, to be honest with you, that the way that Trevor's playing right now, you know, they should turn him over. They should be a reason why you win in terms of putting points on the board. At least big shifts in field position. So I think the defenses are the two differences. Like Jacksonville, boy, that commentary around that game last week was scary, man. For them, not for us, but for them. And now you match up C.J. Stroud and this skilled group against that defense. I think they got problems.